The purpose of this quick 30-minute program, and it does go very quickly, at least for me and Rich, is to bring to you a significant news item of the day or of this time and to talk about it, address it, comment on it from a Christian worldview. There are only two worldviews, God and no God. There are only two worldviews, truth, God is truth, or lie, everything else. There are only two worldviews, the Christian worldview, which is consistent with the heart, the mind of God, and the truth of his word, and every other worldview, religious or secular, that runs counter to the truth of God's word. This is an uncompromising, unapologetic Christian program because we care about the truth. And we do not want to live or play in the delusional worldview of atheism, which is a religion unto itself. The God of atheism is the God of self. There are no atheists. There are no agnostics. There are no skeptics. There are simply unbelievers, and well, not even unbelievers, but simply men and women who deny the truth, who suppress the truth by their unrighteousness. And because of a love of sin and a love of self, they delude themselves, play the fool, by insisting there is no God and that somehow they can have validity, reason, in a worldview without God, which they can't because they cannot account for truth. They cannot account for reason. They cannot account for logic. They cannot make sense of science unless they start with the only real presupposition, and that is that God is. You know what, Rich? We were going to announce today who were the winners of the taglines. You wanna dig those up while I start commenting on this the issue for today, and maybe by the end of the show we can announce who our winners are, and you could tell them what they've won. So while Rich goes and does what I forgot to do, let's get to it today. The subject is the decision of the Boy Scouts of America to turn their back on God. First, I'd like to share with you what is considered the Boy Scouts of America oath, the oath by which all Boy Scouts leaders, all Boy Scouts and their leaders, allegedly live their lives. Here's what it is.
On my honor, I will do my best.
On my honor, I will do my best.
To do my duty to God and my country.
To do my duty to God and my country.
And to obey the Scout Law.
And to obey the Scout Law.
To help other people at all times.
To help other people at all times.
To keep myself physically strong.
Mentally awake.
And morally straight.
And morally straight.
Scouting is more important than ever for kids today.
It's a chance to develop leadership and learning something about life.
It builds character. It builds confidence.
Scout is trustworthy.
That what you say is what you do.
Loyal and helpful.
You're going to be there when the chips are down for the people who need you most.
A scout is friendly, courteous.
Kind. Doing a good turn daily.
A scout is obedient. Cheerful.
Kids having fun.
Thrifty. Brave.
Clean. And reverent.
To respect other people's religion. To respect their faith.
Those are all things that the scouting program brings to the table.
You remember it for life.
A touching video on YouTube that was produced by one of the regions of Boy Scouts of America. And there they share with you the oath of a Boy Scout. And what was fascinating about the video is they had, you know, Cub Scouts, they had Boy Scouts, they had Eagle Scouts, and then they had men, older men, the ages of fathers and grandfathers who were scouts in their younger day. And it was interesting to me, as I was listening to that, that they emphasized one characteristic twice. Now, in Hebrew writing of old, we see this often in both the Old and the New Testament, Jewish writing of old, if the writer wanted to emphasize something of particular importance, they would repeat that point that they were trying to get across. And it was interesting to me that in that video, there was an emphasis on one characteristic mentioned twice by Boy Scouts past and present. And that was the characteristic that all Boy Scouts are to be morally straight. But yet, listen to what the Boy Scouts of America has decided to do.
Just want to be precise. This is a major change by the Boy Scouts of America. They are changing, removing the restriction, denying membership to youth on the basis of sexual orientation alone. But it doesn't remove the restriction on adult leaders. What else are you learning?
Well, we've learned that after this vote was actually postponed in February, Wolf, the Boy Scouts of America set out to create this large study to listen to their members, the leaders, their supporters, financial and otherwise, and they learned from their leadership that if this ban would indeed be lifted, that there would be some major changes as it relates to each region. We know that Utah and Idaho, they believe that almost all of those charter groups, which are sponsored by the Mormon Church, would leave the organization altogether, 97% by their estimate. But the Mormon Church leadership has said that they plan to work with the Boy Scouts of America moving forward. You know, it's important to note that more than 40% of the troops in the Boy Scouts of America are related to either the Mormon Church or the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has also said that it would stay with the organization. The Southern region estimates that they will lose $18 million worth of support in the short term after this is impacting their group, after it goes into effect January 1st. And there are some in the central region who also believe that now that this ban has been lifted, that the organization will struggle as it relates to membership and finances. But one thing that was considered on both sides of this argument, if the ban would be upheld or if it would be lifted, that there would be in the short term a loss of membership because it's a very passionate issue.
And they say that the policy will only change January 1st, as you point out, allowing the Boy Scouts of America the transition time needed to communicate and implement this policy to its approximately 116 scouting units.
All right, that was Wolf Blitzer with CNN. Wolf Blitzer with CNN. Let's give credit where credit is due. But you heard it, friends. The Boy Scouts of America have now decided to admit into their ranks openly homosexual boys. Now, they have not yet gone as far as to admit homosexual leaders, but you know that's coming. You know that's coming. And what the Boy Scouts of America have done is they have now decided to go against their own oath. Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. The Boy Scouts of America do not uphold that anymore because in their oath, they call for everyone, every one of their members, to be morally straight. Now, I know they're not using the term straight in the sense of being heterosexual, because that term straight was not used in that way when the Boy Scout oath was written oh so many generations ago. The word I'm focusing on is not straight, but the adjective preceding it, or the adverb preceding the adjective. Sorry, the adjective preceding it, and that's morally. Well, to accept open homosexual boys and young men into the ranks of the Boy Scouts of America is not being morally straight. To be morally straight is to have morals that are consistent with the will, the word, the law of God. Now, God has written his law in every human being's heart. That is true. Why is it true? Because God has said it's true. Those in godless worldviews would try to insist, well, Tony, that's circular reasoning. Well, why is that invalid? Why is that fallacious? How can they account for for saying that circular reasoning is wrong in a godless worldview. They can't account for morality. They cannot account for reason. They cannot account for rationality. They cannot account for logic. But there's nothing wrong with this form of circular reasoning because it is not vicious in nature. I am not saying that what the Boy Scouts of America have done is immoral because I say it's immoral. That's vicious circular reasoning. I am not appealing to my own authority. I am not appealing to my own standard. I'm appealing to a standard outside of myself. I'm appealing to a higher standard. I'm appealing to the only standard that matters, and that is God's standard, who is the giver of morality. There is no morality apart from God. God is the one who determines what morality is and what is immoral. And he has written his law in every human being's heart. And the reality is that homosexuality is immoral according to the word and the will of God. It is immoral. That is the truth of God's word. And that is the standard, the only standard that matters. I'm turning to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It's a passage of scripture that everyone, I am sure, is familiar with. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11, God's word tells us this: or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. God's word makes it clear to practice homosexuality is not to be morally straight. It is not to follow the straight and narrow path that leads to life, but it is to be on the broad road of destruction, which many there will find. God does not see homosexuality as good. God does not see homosexuality as moral. And the only opinion that matters is Almighty God's. And so what the Boy Scouts of America have done is they have thumbed their nose at the Almighty. Now, this shouldn't surprise me. Nothing that non-Christians do should surprise me. Nothing that unsaved, unwashed, unjustified, unsanctified people, nothing they do should surprise me. But yet I found myself with a tad bit of surprise, shaking my head a little bit, when I saw that the Mormons and the Roman Catholics, two non-Christian cults, have said, hey, we're going to stick in there for the long run. We're going to welcome the Boy Scouts of America's decision. And what this shows is it's another example of the depravity of godless worldviews. Mormonism is a godless worldview. Roman Catholicism is a godless worldview. And so the Mormons and the Roman Catholics, their leadership and their members who approve of what the Boy Scouts of America are doing, are simply showing their true colors. They're simply acting out according to their unsaved, unwashed, unregenerated, unjustified nature. They are behaving as we should expect unbelievers to behave. And so what the Mormons and the Roman Catholics have done by coming out publicly and saying, we are with the Boy Scouts of America on this, is shown themselves to be the God-hating religions they've always been. It's as simple as that. And what I'm saying is consistent with a Christian worldview. And if you're a Christian listening to this program and you disagree, you're showing your worldview to be invalid, not because you disagree with me, but because you disagree with the truth of God's word. You disagree with the God you profess to know. You disagree with the Savior you profess to follow. It's really as simple as that. And as sad as that. Now, as I was getting ready today for today's show, a dear friend of mine, his name is Josh Williamson. I mentioned him, I believe, yesterday on yesterday's program. He is a Christian, a pastor, an open-air preacher in the area of Woolwich, England, in the greater London area. Originally from Australia, the Lord has now brought him to Great Britain, where he serves as a pastor, as an evangelist, as an open-air preacher. And he shared this with me on Facebook this morning regarding the Boy Scouts decision. I really found this interesting. This is something I wasn't aware of, and I always love to learn new things, especially when they're true. Josh wrote, "What is interesting is that the Boy Scouts' origin with Baden-Powell, I'm not sure who that is, I guess he is the founder of the Boy Scouts, on which the U.S. model follows, actually started as a backlash towards the church. Before the Scouts even started, there was a group known as the Boys Brigade, which wanted to teach young men Christian doctrine and manliness, camping, shooting, field craft, etc. One of the criteria, however, was that the boys had to attend church regularly. Baden-Powell, after being an officer in the Boys Brigade, wanted to change this. He wanted more a focus on field craft than on Christianity. And as a result, a split occurred, and the Boy Scouts were born." Josh goes on to write, "I see this latest decision merely as a fruit of the foundation of the Scouts, a move away from Christian doctrine. The good thing is the Boyd's Brigade is still going and training godly men. So to you Christian fathers, to you Christian young men who find yourself now at a crossroads with a decision to make, and the only good decision, I think the only decision that will be pleasing to God is to pack up your kerchief and pack up your camping gear, pack up your badges and ribbons, pack up and take your sash full of awards and leave the Boy Scouts of America immediately. There is an alternative, and it's known as the Boys Brigade." Now, I'm reading from a Wikipedia article, and you know everything on Wikipedia is true. I'm kidding. It says the Boys Brigade is an interdenominational Christian youth organization conceived by Sir William Alexander Smith to combine drill and fun activities with Christian values. Following its inception in Glasgow in 1883, the Boys Brigade quickly spread across the United Kingdom and became a worldwide organization by the early 1890s. As of 2003, there were 500,000 Boys Brigade members in 60 countries. The stated object of the Boys Brigade is the advancement of Christ's kingdom among boys and the promotion of habits of obedience, reverence, discipline, self-respect, and all that tends towards a true Christian manliness. Except for the addition of the word obedience in 1893, the contents of the object has remained unchanged from the beginning. History, the Boys Brigade, again, was founded in Glasgow by Mr. W.A. Smith on the 4th of October in 1883 to develop Christian manliness by the use of semi-military discipline and order, gymnastics, summer camps, and religious services and classes. By 1910, there were about 2,200 companies connected with different churches throughout the United Kingdom, the British Empire, and the United States, with 10,000 officers and 100,000 boys. That was in 1910. In May of 1903, Robert Baden-Powell became the vice president. Robert Baden-Powell, who, as vice president of the Boys Brigade, used it alongside initiatives in schools, particularly Eton, to promote the idea of scouting and outdoors pursuits based on those of the military for boys. This was done with an experimental camp on Brownsea Island, scout camp, with the boys from Eton College. Eton and Harrow, together with members of the Bournemouth and Pull Boys Brigade units. At the time, he did not originally intend that any individual organization would later arise from this aim in the form of the various scouting movements. Scouting badges, silver and gold, were awarded in the Boys Brigade, and there were specialized Boys Brigade scout sections which operated as part of a Boys Brigade company, but met at different times, who wore a blue uniform with shorts and the distinctive Smokey Bear hat, traditionally identified with scouts. However, nowadays, there's a certain friendly rivalry between the two groups. Two of the original Boys Brigade scout units still exist in the names of 1st Parkstone Scout Group and 1st Hamworthy Scout Group, both formerly subunits of the 1st Pool Boys Brigade. And the article goes on. Well, again, it was this Robert Baden Powell who eventually would split ranks with the Boys Brigade because it was too Christian for him and went on to form the Boy Scouts of America. And so I agree with Josh Williamson that what we're seeing in the Boy Scouts of America today is simply part and parcel of their own history. You begin to walk away from Christ. You begin to walk away from Christianity. You begin to love the things of the world and the attitudes and perspectives and behaviors of the world. You set aside doctrine so that you can be more inclusive. You head down a slippery slope that leads to the debauchery of the Boy Scouts of America today, welcoming homosexual boys into their ranks. What they should be doing is proclaiming the gospel to homosexual boys, applauding their sin, welcoming their sinful behavior is not helping these boys. You are merely applauding their sin. You are merely making them feel more comfortable in that which is detestable to God. You are helping these young boys keep wrath upon themselves for the day of judgment. Boy Scouts of America should not be commended for their inclusionary position. They should be condemned. They should be condemned for hurting young boys. They should be condemned. And in fact, Jesus said, to cause a little one to stumble, oh, it would be better for you to have never been born. Better for you to have a millstone thrown around your neck and cast into the sea than to cause a young one to stumble. And that's what Boy Scouts of America is doing today. They are causing not only homosexual young men and boys to stumble, they're causing heterosexual young men and boys to stumble. They're causing Christian young men and boys to stumble, because there are genuine followers of Jesus Christ in the Boy Scouts of America. There are Christ-centered troops born out of Bible-believing, Bible-teaching churches. And what the Boy Scouts of America as an organization has done this week is they have tried to put a stumbling block in front of young boys and young men who seek to follow and glorify Christ through their scouting efforts. Better for the Boy Scouts of America to have a millstone placed around their neck and thrown into the sea. The wrath of God abides on the Boy Scouts of America. The wrath of God abides on the Boy Scouts of America as an organization, and they must repent. They must repent. If you are a Christian and you are part of the Boy Scouts of America, if you are a pastor and you have a Boy Scouts of America troop in your church, if you are a Christian man leading a troop of boys, and you are a follower of Jesus Christ, I encourage you, I implore you to publicly and loudly denounce what the Boy Scouts of America have done and leave the organization and maybe become part of something like the Boys Brigade, which, according to my friend Josh Williamson, still holds to a Christian world view. Boy Scouts of America have turned their back on Almighty God. And it is now just another pagan, godless, blasphemous, idolatrous organization.